Hello. Welcome to Blacter. Join me as I examine the best of black artists in my quest to becoming one myself. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blacter. I'm your host, Gabe Moses. A week ago, I released the first episode to this podcast. 2 weeks ago, I had no intentions of making a podcast, let alone how to do it and what it would even be about. So these things happen fast, and I am extremely grateful to be able to use this platform to educate and entertain. I'll continue to thank you for listening and giving me any feedback necessary. Thank you. Today's episode is dedicated to the one and only Nina Simone, a woman who needs little to no introduction. We all know her popular songs like Feeling Good and I Put a Spell on You, but do we really know who she is? Do we know the lady behind the music? To be honest, I didn't know much about her personal life until I watched the Netflix documentary titled What Happened, Miss Simone, which was made in 2015. I also did more research on my own. I made so many discoveries, and I'm very excited to share them with you. I wish I knew Nina Simone. Why? Because she was much more than just a great singer and pianist. She had real struggles just like anyone else, especially during a time when the civil rights movement was alive and well, just like it still is today. So let's get into it. Nina Simone was born Eunice Kathleen Wayman in February of 1933. She grew up in Tryon, North Carolina, with seven other siblings. Her parents were well involved with the church, but struggled to raise eight children. Her mother, Mary Kate, was a maid, and her father, John Devon, was a handyman. Simone soon found a love for music at the age of three. She was involved with the church choir and also took up piano. One day at church, when she was about 7 years old, she played a piece on piano for the entire congregation. Two white women saw her and wanted to embark on her musical journey by giving her piano lessons. Simone began learning the classical works of Beethoven and Brahms. Her dream, early on, was to become the first black woman to be a classical pianist. She believed her training would lead her to this. The church where her parents were ministers collected money to be donated towards her path to college. Simone was able to spend 1 year at the Juilliard School of Music before her funds would run out. She would have to end her time there. Next, her family would relocate to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. She qualified to apply for the Curtis Institute of Music, but was denied because she was black. Simone decided to put matters in her own hands. College was no longer on the table, so she decided to put her experience with classical music aside. In the mid-50s, Simone began playing for clubs in Atlantic City. She was no longer plucking out Beethoven on the keys, but rather the sounds of jazz and blues. One of the club managers threatened to kick her out, as he believed instrumental music was not enough. Simone has never sang in her life before this, but she had to in order to keep her job. Nervous that her Methodist mother would find out about her transition to secular music, she changed her name from Eunice to Nina, which was a nickname given to her by a boyfriend. Simone slowly became known for her unique, deep, and stirring vocals, and of course, her grace with the keys. In the late 50s, Simone would release her first album titled Little Girl Blue under Bethlehem Records. All of the songs on this album were covers and not originally written by or for Simone. Some hit songs on this album include I Loves You Porgy and My Baby Just Cares For Me. In the next few years, as she released more albums, Simone became known as the High Priestess of Soul. She was not a fan of that title. Her music wasn't just jazz and blues, but it covered gospel, pop, and folk as well. She didn't want to be known for just one genre of music. During this time, she also got married to Andy Stroud in 1961. He became her manager and they eventually had a daughter in 62. By the mid-60s, Simone had released over 15 albums, both live and studio. During this time, she was beginning to share her voice and thoughts about the civil rights movement through music. I'll talk about each of these songs in the second half of this episode. As time went on, she began to lose fans because she was so invested in activism and racial politics, being close friends with Malcolm X and Martin Luther King Jr. By the late 60s, she decided to take a short break from music. Her personal life was not going very well. The tension in the world was getting to her, and her temper started to take over. She began to have a difficult relationship with her husband after physical abuse. Simone decided to leave her husband and daughter to travel around the world to perform by herself. When she returned to the U.S., the IRS had issued a warrant for her arrest due to not paying taxes to protest the Vietnam War. She immediately left the country again to live in Liberia. This time, she would bring her daughter. Unfortunately, Simone had become more physically and verbally abusive and took out her anger on her daughter. Her daughter Lisa was so hurt by her mother's actions that she became suicidal and eventually decided to leave Liberia and move back to New York to be with her father. It wasn't long until Simone was diagnosed with bipolar disorder. She was alone with nobody to care for her except a few friends she knew in Liberia. She moved to France to perform in smaller establishments. Her medication made her more stable, although her voice began to slur as a side effect. Just 2 years after her mother's passing in 2001, Simone passed away in 2003 due to complications with breast cancer. She was 70 years old. I believe Simone was a great woman with the best intentions. She was not afraid to let her voice be heard, although it got the better of her as she grew older. She used her music as a platform to promote change in the world. In doing this, she left the road of so many black musicians and singers to follow. Yes, she was mentally ill, but that does not hide the fact that she was talented. She was born to make music and share her gifts with the world. Nina Simone has been such a powerful voice for the black community, and her musical anthems will forever live on in history. Coming up, I'll be discussing a number of songs performed by Nina Simone that played a major part during the civil rights movement in the 1960s. We'll be right back after this break. Welcome back to the episode. First up, Mississippi Goddamn. This song was written and composed by Simone to be her first civil rights anthem. The song was a callback to many recent tragic events that took place at the beginning of the civil rights movement. One was the murder of Medgar Evers, who was a civil rights activist who was shot and killed on his porch in Mississippi. Another was the bombing of the church in Birmingham, Alabama, that killed 4 young black girls, Addie Mae Collins, Cynthia Wesley, Carol Robertson, and Carol Dennis McNair, were killed at the 16th Street Baptist Church after 4 members of the KKK set it on fire. Simone and many others were furious, and music was the only way to express how she felt. The song was first featured on her album, Nina Simone in Concert, in 1964. Simone starts the track by saying, and I quote, "The name of this tune is Mississippi Goddamn, and I mean every word," unquote. The song is very upbeat and musical theater-like, but there is a dark and cynical undertone that is almost haunting, with the lyrics leading the tone. In the middle of the song, Simone says, and I quote, "This is a show tune, but the show hasn't been written for it yet," unquote. Therefore, the song is just a tune, with a show in the making. Perhaps a show that will reflect a change in the world. The lyrics read as follows. Alabama's gotten me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest. And everybody knows about Mississippi, goddamn. Can't you see it? Can't you feel it? It's all in the air. I can't stand the pressure much longer. Somebody say a prayer. Hound dogs on my trail. School children sitting in jail. Black cat cross my path. I think every day's gonna be my last. Lord have mercy on this land of mine. We all gonna get it in due time. I don't belong here. I don't belong there. I've even stopped believing in prayer. Don't tell me, I'll tell you. Me and my people just about do. I've been there, so I know. They keep on saying, go slow. But that's just the trouble. Washing the windows, picking the cotton. You're just plain rotten. You're too damn lazy. The thinking's crazy. Where am I going? What am I doing? I don't know. I don't know. Just try to do your very best. Stand up, be counted with all the rest. For everybody knows about Mississippi, goddamn. Next up, Old Jim Crow. This song appeared on the same album as Mississippi Goddamn. As the title depicts, the song addresses Jim Crow laws enforced in the South during the 60s. Simone expresses how it's time for Jim Crow laws to be abolished and that segregation is hurting America and tearing people apart. The lyrics read as follows. Old Jim Crow, where you been, baby? Down Mississippi and back again. Old Jim Crow, don't you know? It's all over now. Old Jim Crow, what's wrong with you? It ain't your name, it's the things you do. Old Jim Crow, don't you know? It's all over now. Old Jim Crow, you've been around too long. Gotta work the devil till you're dead and gone. Old Jim Crow, yes, don't you know? It's all over now. Old Jim Crow, you know it's true. When you hurt my brother, you hurt me too. Old Jim Crow, don't you know? It's all over now. Old Jim Crow, I thought I had you beat. Now I see you walking and talking up and down my street. Old Jim Crow, don't you know? It's all over now. Old Jim Crow, you've been around too long. Gotta work the devil till you're dead and gone. Old Jim Crow, don't you know? It's all over. All over. Oh Lord, it's all over now. Next up, Simone's cover of I Wish I Knew How It Would Feel to Be Free. This song was originally written by Billy Taylor and Dick Dallas. Simone recorded her version in 1967 on her album Silk and Soul. Simone's rendition is probably the most popular, and it was an anthem during the Civil Rights Movement. Like the title says, the song's theme is freedom and the longing to live in a world where all women and men are equal. The lyrics read as follows. I wish I knew how it would feel to be free. I wish I could break all the chains holding me. I wish I could say all the things I should say. Say 'em loud, say 'em clear, for the whole world to hear. I wish I could share all the love that's in my heart. Remove all the bars that keep us apart. I wish you could know what it means to be me. Then you'd see and agree that every man should be free. I wish I could give all I'm longing to give. I wish I could live like I'm longing to live. I wish I could do all the things that I can do, though I'm way overdue. I'd be starting anew. Well, I wish I could be like a bird in the sky. How sweet it would be if I found I could fly. Oh, I'd soar to the sun, and I'd look down at the sea. And then I'd sing, 'cause I'd know. Yeah, I'd sing, 'cause I'd know. I'd know how it feels. I'd know how it feels to be free. After the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. in 1968, Simone was inspired to dedicate a song to her dear friend. The song was titled, Why? And in parentheses, The King of Love is Dead. The song was written by Gene Taylor. The lyrics read as follows. Once upon this planet Earth, lived a man humble of birth, preaching love and freedom for his fellow man. He was dreaming of the day peace would come to earth to stay, and he spread this message all across the land. Turn the other cheek, he'd plead, love thy neighbor was his creed. Pain, humiliation, death, he did not dread. With the Bible at his side, from his foes he did not hide. It's hard to think that this great man is dead, 'cause he'd seen the mountaintop, and he'd know he could not stop. Always living with the threats of death ahead. Folks, you'd better stop and think, 'cause we're heading for the brink. What will happen now that he is dead? Next up, one of my favorite songs by Simone, To Be Young, Gifted, and Black. This song was written by Simone based off of Lorraine Hansberry's play of the same title. It was recorded live in 1970 for the album Black Gold. The play is a biography of Hansberry's short and successful life as a writer. The lyrics read as follows. Young, gifted, and black. Oh, what a lovely, precious dream. To be young, gifted, and black. Open your heart to what I mean. In the whole world, you know, there's a million boys and girls who are young, gifted, and black. And that's a fact. You are young, gifted, and black. We must begin to tell our young there's a world waiting for you. Yours is a quest that's just begun. When you're feeling low, yeah, that's a great truth that you should know. When you're young, gifted, and blacked, your soul's intact. How to be young, gifted, and black. Oh, how I long to know the truth. There are times when I look back, and I am haunted by my youth. Oh, but my joy of today is that we can all be proud to say, to be young, gifted, and black is where it's at, is where it's at, is where it's at. To end this episode, I'll be talking about Simone's song called For Women. This song was included on her album Wild Is the Wind, released in 1966. The song depicts four black women, Aunt Sarah, Sophronia, Sweet Thing, and Peaches. Simone illustrates stereotypes and images that have been given to black women throughout history. From years of slavery, all the way to those who still struggle because their parents were slaves. I thought it would be appropriate if I didn't recite the lyrics, being that I am not a black woman. Instead, I have four special guests to help showcase this song. I would like to thank Aaliyah Bordley, McKenna Copeland, Megan Lomax, and Anya Miller for lending their voices. This podcast can only achieve so much, so I'll leave it up to you. I encourage you to listen to Simone's large discography and discover her music for yourself. Her music is for everyone. Be educated and entertained by her beautiful artistry. With that being said, please enjoy Four Women by Nina Simone.
My skin is black. My arms are long. My hair is woolly. My back is strong. Strong enough to take the pain inflicted again and again. What do they call me? My name is Aunt Sarah.
My skin is yellow. My hair is long. Between two worlds, I do belong. But my father was rich and white. He forced my mother late one night. And what do they call me? My name is Saffronia.
My skin is tan. My hair is fine. My hips invite you. My mouth like wine. Whose little girl am I? Anyone who has money to buy. What do they call me? My name is Sweet Thang.
My skin is brown. My manner is tough. I'll kill the first mother I see. My life has been too rough. I'm awfully bitter these days because my parents were slaves. What do they call me? My name is Peaches.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed the episode. You can follow me on Instagram at Gabe J. Moses. Be sure to follow and subscribe to the show wherever you listen to podcasts to get updates on new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. Until next time, I'm Gabe Moses, and Black Artists Matter.